This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Anthony Albanese has arrived in South Korea's capital, Seoul, for the annual summit of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. Mr. Albanese has also visited war graves in Seoul, commemorating the deaths of 281 Australians in the Korean War while paying his respects to the roughly 17,000 Australian men and women who fought. He says he will do his best to advance Australia's national interests by establishing stronger ties with APEC nations.
One in four of Australian jobs depends upon trade, and 75% of Australia's trade is with APEC nations. This is the fastest growing region of the world in human history, and this week will be an opportunity for me to advance Australia's national interest.
The Rio de Janeiro State Public Defender's Office says at least 132 people have died during police operations targeting drug trafficking gangs. State police say they arrested 113 suspects and seized 118 firearms in raids affecting several favelas ahead of global climate events planned for the city next month. Justice Minister Ricardo Lewandowski says the federal government was shocked at the operation scale.
Neither the president nor we have all the complete data yet. We've only had information from the press. We are going to Rio de Janeiro to examine the situation on the ground, verify the number of dead, injured, and who was affected. The first impression is clearly that this was an extremely bloody and violent operation.
Hurricane Melissa is grinding across Cuba as a Category 2 storm after pummeling Jamaica as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record. At least one death was reported in Jamaica, where Melissa roared ashore yesterday with top sustained winds of 295 kilometres per hour. It also caused flooding in Haiti that killed 25 before battering Cuba with widespread flooding, power outages and structural damage. Local resident Antonio Coraceo says it was terrifying.
The impact was brutal. First, there was a strange calm. Then suddenly it roared like a wild beast. I had to run for cover. There was nothing I could do. The roof was completely torn off, even though it was well secured.
Hundreds of people, including hospital patients, have reportedly been killed by Sudan's paramilitary forces after they seized the city of El Fasher in Darfur on Sunday. The World Health Organization says 460 people died at the Saudi maternity hospital where patients and their companions were attacked. In sport, India have been left frustrated after rain washed out the 2020 series opener against Australia at the Manuka Oval in Canberra. The visitors had started strongly when it started raining, denying a sold-out crowd the sight of fast bowling superstar Jasprit Bumrah. The teams will hope for better weather when they meet again for the second game of the series at the MCG on Friday. And that's SBS News in Easy English.